Hello, this is EP Connection. Apart from the last episode discussing about multiple intelligence theories, nevertheless, in this episode, let's dive into the discussion regarding the ultimate sources for our existence. And the reason for such a discussion is mainly due to my recent concerns regarding individualistic existence in such a grand world. And it's possibly that identity crisis I'm currently facing is daunting and struggling. However, fortunately, I'm able to discover such an intriguing journey through literature and other academic podcasts. Well, I was listening to the discussion based on nihilism's famous belief of all the values devalue themselves, and that is compellingly stimulating. So, Phoebe, how are you doing recently?
I'm doing great, Ethan. I've been looking forward to this discussion. Nihilism and existentialism are such rich topics, and there's so much to unpack in items of literature and philosophy. It's almost like we're explorers in a dense forest of ideas, and we are trying to find our way through.
Yeah, I agree. And that's a good way to put it. So let's start with some basics. Well, Phoebe, how would you define nihilism in your own words?
Well, nihilism is essentially the belief that life is meaningless, that there is no inherent value, purpose, or objective truth. Friedrich Nietzsche famously talked about nihilism as the god of death, which signified the end of old values and the beginning of a new era of existentialism uncertainty. He said, "What does nihilism mean? That the highest value devaluate himself. The aim is lacking. Why? Find no answers." It's a profound statement on disillusionment with traditional values and beliefs.
Right. And Nietzsche saw this as both a challenge and an opportunity, didn't he? On one hand, there's the despair of realizing that the foundations of our beliefs are crumbling. Well, on the other hand, it opens the door for new values to be created. And this leads us directly into existentialism. So, how would you see the connection between these two philosophies?
Existentialism, in many ways, can be seen as a response to nihilism. While nihilism posits the absence of inherent meaning, existentialism suggests that we can and must create our own meaning. Jean-Paul Sartre, one of the key figures in existentialist thought, argued that existence precedes essence, meaning that we are born without a predetermined purpose, and it's up to us to define ourselves through our actions. Sartre believes that this freedom to create our own meaning comes with a great responsibility. He once wrote, "Man is condemned to be free because once thrown into the world, he is responsible for everything he does."
Wow, that's a powerful quote. And it really highlights the existentialist focus onto the individual freedom and responsibility. So let's talk about some of the literary works that explore such themes. One of my favorites is Albert Camus, The Stranger. The protagonist, which is Mirsah, embodies the existentialist and nihilist perspective through his indifferent attitude towards life and his own fate. So, Phoebe, what are your thoughts on that?
The Stranger is a perfect example. The protagonist's detachment and indifference highlight the absurdity of life, a key concept in Camus' philosophy. Camus believed that the world is fundamentally irrational and meaningless, and our quest for order and meaning is ultimately futile. However, he also believed that we can find meaning through our own actions and choices. In his essay, The Myth of Sisyphus, Camus used the image of Sisyphus, who is condemned to roll a boulder up a hill for eternity, as the metaphor for human condition. He concludes that one must imagine Sisyphus happy, suggesting that we can find joy in the struggles itself, even if it's ultimately meaningless.
Wow, that's a fascinating take. It's interesting to see how Camus' idea differ from Sartre's. And while Sartre emphasizes the burden of freedom, Camus focuses on the absurdity of existence and the possibility of finding happiness despite it. Another important work is Dostoevsky's Notes from Underground. The narrator, often referred to as the Underground Man, is a deeply conflicted character who struggles with his own sense of meaningless. And how does it fit to our discussion?
Dostoevsky's Notes from the Underground is a brilliant exploration of human psyche and the search for meaning. The Underground Man is a character who rejects the idea of rationalism and utilitarianism, which he sees as dehumanizing. He says, "I say let the world go to hell, but I should always have my teeth." This quote reflects his deep cynicism and rejection of social norms. He believes that true freedom comes from embracing one's irrationality and contradictions. This is very much in line with existentialists, though, which emphasize the importance of individual experience and the rejection of imposed structures.
Wow, that's a great point, Phoebe. The Underground Man struggles with his own identity and his place in the world as a central theme in existentialism, and it's about confronting the chaos of existence and finding one's own path, even if it's fraught with uncertainty and doubt. Moving on, let's discuss how these philosophies are relevant today for us. So do you think that nihilism and existentialism still have a place in modern society, especially on us?
Absolutely, Ethan. In today's fast-paced and constantly changing world, many people experience feelings of alienation and meaninglessness. These existential questions of identity, purpose, and freedom are as relevant now as they were in the past. The rise of technology and social media has created new forms of disconnection and existential angst. At the same time, the freedom to define ourselves and create our own meaning is more accessible than ever. As Sartre said, we are our choices. It's up to each of us to navigate the complexities of modern life and find our own path.
I couldn't agree more. Nihilism and existentialism offered valuable insights into the human conditions and the challenges we face today. They encourage us to question our assumptions and embrace our freedoms, which is to take the responsibility of our actions. And as we continue to explore these ideas, we can find new ways to understand ourselves and the world around us. By the way, speaking of which, I'm recently obsessed with a book called The Heights of Despair by Emil Cioran. It precisely reflects my mental state of mind, and here I quote it, "I'm absolutely persuaded that I'm nothing in this universe, yet I feel that mine is the only real existence. True confessions are written with tears only, but my tears would drown the world, as my inner fire would reduce it to ashes. No matter which way we go, it is no better than any other."
Well said, Ethan. I hope our listeners have enjoyed this deep dive into nihilism and existentialism. It's been a great discussion, and there is so much more to explore in future episodes.
Well, definitely, Phoebe. And thank you for all joining us today, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to us on our social media channels. And until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.